Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The New World Report with my colleague and friend, Evan Ellis, professor at the U.S. Army War College. He's in Romania at an event at the National Defense University in Bucharest, but we're speaking of the major election to take place in the Americas this calendar year, Argentina. There are a number of candidates, and it's quite confusing because I've given the general proverb that everybody's a Peronista in Argentina. However, the news... Argentina's election lineup twist, which saw the ruling Peronist coalition torpedo a leftist candidate in favor of a centrist economy minister, boosted local markets, though analysts said it added a new spice to talks with the IMF. Argentina loses a lot of money. It's struggling to satisfy the IMF's strictures on how it conducts its business. The Peronistas are associated with lavish spending and supporting unions. Now we have the Peronist bloc said its economy minister, Sergio Massa, would be the sole nomination for the ruling coalition, which sets aside a day-old candidacy of a close ally to Vice President Kirchner, who's been disqualified or elbowed aside because of a corruption trial. Professor, I'm not going to say anymore because I'm already lost. What's going on in Argentina? Thank you.
Well, John, it is remarkable, as we've talked about also in prior segments, the number of elections that have led to unexpected results or wide open. The interesting thing about Argentina is amidst a turn of the region to more leftist, statist-oriented government solutions, Argentina is one of the few places where dissatisfaction with where those leftist governments have taken things. We could see a move back to the right if the center-right coalition is able to get their act together. However, a lot of things open. October 22nd elections, the primary, basically a universal primary for all of the candidates at once, something called the PASO, will take place on August 13th. But as you pointed out, John, the election itself on all sides has been thrown open because, first of all, the person that was widely suspected to be kind of the godfather or the godmother of Peronism, of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, because of corruption charges against her, said she wasn't going to run. Then the current president, Alberto Fernandez, decided that because things are going so badly for his party under his leadership with 114% inflation, 40% poverty, problems with the IMF, that he wasn't going to run. And so on the one hand, the already unpopular left was thrown wide open. And so you have various different candidates now. The current IMF negotiator, ironically, Sergio Massa, who is seen as a centrist, but is going to be running for Peronism. Another person that just got into the race, Eduardo or Rivaldo de Pedro, the interior minister, who is seen as a Cristina ally, so much more to the left. And then the former governor of Buenos Aires province, Daniel Scioli, who's seen as a moderate. So Peronism itself, it's not clear where they're going to go or where the voters are going to want to take them. But on the right, it's also wide open. So you have in what's called the Juntos para el Cambio coalition, you have the former Buenos Aires mayor, Horacio Loreta. You also have the former national security minister, Patricia Bullrich, relatively popular, who may be the center-right's best shot. But then apart from the Juntos para el Cambio coalition, you also have a libertarian economist by the name of Javier Milei, who has been polling really high just because of the exhaustion, I think, with Argentines of just where all of the other traditional candidates have gotten them. So we'll see on August 13th with El Paso, which of the candidates really seem to have legs and which don't going into the October 22nd elections.
Brazil, the election behind us, but now Bolsonaro's political hopes wither as key judge votes to bar him from office. What I understand is there's a trial underway accusing Bolsonaro of having spoken to foreign diplomats prior to the election of last year, suggesting the election would be corrupt. Is that the charge against him? And is this the end of his ability to be a political actor in Brazil if convicted?
Well, John, depending on how you see things, this is either payback or chickens coming home to roost. And so with the very chaotic prior elections in Brazil from last October, what's happening with the there are multiple different Supreme Court cases against Bolsonaro. One is for his role in instigating the January 8 riots after the Lula government came into power. One was for possibly interfering in a police investigation against corruption. One was for possible false claims about the relationship between COVID-19 and AIDS. One was for maybe leaking classified information about a hacker attack against an electoral authority. So the question with Bolsonaro is where, any one of those could disqualify him. The current one is to possibly disqualify him over a statement that he may have made to the region's ambassadors. There's also talk about disqualifying a paper that may have said some things that helped to encourage military intervention. But so there's a lot going on right now that's going to impact not only Bolsonaro's future vis-a-vis some of the other rightist candidates like Tarcísio Freitas and Romeo Zema, but also is really kind of reflecting a pushback against what we're seeing as some of the excesses of that electoral period.
Evan Ellis, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,